And then
So
all of a
late. Can
sudden,
you
I'm back
imagine
to
being on the
sleep.
East Coast and you had to wait till 3 in the morning?
Oh, man.
Ugh.
Yeah, that
Fuck
was.
that.
Yeah, I was
You're
like,
giving
I was on a
that
Zoom with someone till like 1, yeah, till like 1 a.m. And then I was like, oh, I still gotta watch it. So I watched it and then I was done at like 2.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the NOS. That's the 916. News on the street. We're three Sacramento comics. Talk about Sacramento's news. We react to the news, and we're doing a follow-up. We got Luke Sohn in the house coming back. Thank you, Luke. And
Hi.
we're going over the spoiler. We're having a spoiler review about WandaVision, following up on yesterday. As always, I'm joined by Aurora Singh.
That's me. I just woke up and I'm in my comfy.
That's our happy story for today. Aurora came and she
Yay.
brought us comfy. So I got four quick stories, and then my happy story is just that Aurora made it. You know what I mean? It was very treacherous. Staying up all night to watch WandaVision. And then we're just gonna do and then we're gonna do a review. So if obviously you love the pod, so just enjoy the news. We're gonna react to the news, and then at the end, we're gonna ruin WandaVision. We're just gonna spoil it. So
Let's do
whatever.
it.
My favorite story of today, 23-year-old woman drove herself drunk to the CHP in office and turned herself in for driving under the influence and shoplifting.
We've all been there.
Just another night out on the town.
So like anything you say can and will be used against you is like, oh, why
What did
would
the
you
cops
drive?
do?
They arrested
If
her.
I was a
She
cop,
parked
I would be
in.
like, oh, sweetie, okay, come on, let's go get you some McDonald's. Come
Catch
on.
and release, right? Be like, look, you did the right thing this time. No, obviously, this girl needs help. If she's driving under the influence, she's like, you know what I should do? Turn myself in. 'Cause just go park shitty at a Walmart parking lot and sleep it off. You know what
Right.
I mean? And learn your lesson.
Even if you park in the back and you're taking up two spots diagonally, you know,
Have
no
you
one
ever
wants you there.
self-narked? Have you ever self-narked?
No.
Maybe like to my parents about something I did, but not to the
Okay.
cops.
No. Absolutely not. One time in college, I
My
went
brother
to
don't.
work. One time in college, I went to work. I worked at a sporting goods store, and I was at the pool at my apartment complex. I was in college. I was at the pool. I was drinking beers. And then my boyfriend texted me and he was like, hey, can you stop by before work? And I said, no. And he was like, please. And I was like, you're annoying. And so I went. And then he dumped me. He wanted me to come by so he could break up with me. And I was like, that was really like, he could have waited till I went to work. But that's right when the beer started to kick in. So I was like, all right, whatever, bro. Like, we're over. Bye. And then I drove to work and I was pretty drunk, which this is terrible. And I don't think anyone should drink and drive. Like, I've done some stupid shit and that was a stupid thing I did. And I get to work and I'm just working and I'm drinking. I'm drunk. And then my coworker comes over. She's like, Aurora, you reek of alcohol. And I'm like, oh, well, I feel great. And then and then we work on commission, and I was only doing a 4-hour shift selling men's clothing, and I sold $4,000 worth of product in 4 hours,
Oh man.
Whoa.
which is insane. But it's because I was drunk and I just got dumped, so I was like, whatever, fuck it. And then people came in, and I was like, I was just so just I was drunk and just like the world doesn't matter, and people
Yeah.
loved it, and they would literally buy anything I gave to them.
Did
That's
you get
crazy.
Did you have commission from the clothes at all?
Yeah, I got commission. Yeah, it was a commission base. We got hourly and a little commission for what we sold per hour. And the goal is to sell $150 worth of product per hour. I sold $1,000 worth of product per hour on that shift.
Then why
Because
didn't you just show up hammered every day after that?
I didn't drinking and driving is terrible.
No, you get there, you pound the six pack, right? You just take it to the dome, go in.
I
Oh
think
man,
that's
you'd
the
be.
only reason my manager didn't fire me on the spot was because they saw $4,000 in 4 hours and they were like, all right, okay, well, just get home safe.
My brother with self-narc. This dude, like, came to my buddy's house, and he has, like, a Playboy or something, and he's showing us the Playboy. And then we're like, oh, okay, cool. That's cool. Then he puts the Playboy away, and then we played video games and soccer and ran around and had a whole lot of other activities. Did a lot of stuff that day. Then we get back to the house. Soon as we walk in the room, my brother's like, I saw titty, I saw breasts today. We're like, what? And then just confesses the whole thing. My mom called his mom, went and found the secret hiding stash, like ruined the whole thing. And like, he would do this actually for everything. I don't know, he just couldn't hold it. Whatever.
I've never ever self-narked ever.
So what does this say about Sacramento? That this Sacramento girl turned herself in. Does that say that we are? What does it say about the new generation that they're good or they're stupid?
They're stupid. That's a person that's like, hey, I'm you marked an answer right. That's wrong.
It's so weird. I've never seen anybody do the wrong thing the right way. Right? Like if you stole something and were drinking and driving, that's super bad. And you should you should take, like, you should do something drastic to stop this behavior immediately. But not that. Not to, it didn't say, and it didn't give her name, which I thought was nice.
I bet she went to St. Francis.
Yeah. I like the idea of, like, when they said anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law, it would have been really funny because she's drunk if she's just like, well, you clearly met my husband because that's what he said when we argue about stuff. Like
this poor chick.
What?
I wonder how much she's gonna get. Maybe they go easy on her, right?
I hope they give her like a dinner and some like a couple Bloody Marys in the morning. That's what I want for her.
Let for her final meal before they execute her.
Yeah. For the record, drinking and driving is terrible. Don't do it. I have a lot of people. I had a person die from drinking and driving.
And Ubering is the best.
Do that.
Do that all day. Yeah. This is a follow-up. You said the Sacramento Zoo was open.
Yeah.
So they did reopen, but they are straight struggling.
Oh, man.
It takes about $195,000 a month to feed all these animals or whatever. And
let them go.
With the limited capacity of people coming in, and so they had like some big fundraiser and all these people giving them money, and they're good till June. But unless they do something else, I guess they're going to run out of money before the end of the year.
Let them go. Let the animals free. Let them free. Open the cages.
Give us free. Just let them out.
Let them roam.
I would love to see a giraffe when I walk out of the Jungle Bird at 2 a.m. That would be amazing. That would really complete the Jungle Bird experience.
Like a random loose tiger.
God, that'd be so cool.
A red panda getting into a fight with a raccoon on J Street.
I love that.
I think I've seen that on J Street. Yeah. Okay. Another bit of good news. Jurassic Quest drive-thru. Do you know what this is?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Somewhere in West Sac, you got to get tickets online. I think it's some kind of safari.
But
you
I think I did hear about that.
You go to some kind of parking lot and you kind of drive through, and they have in West Sacramento. And it's like dinosaurs, like 20-foot tall, like dinosaurs. And then like these ladies with like puppets, like baby T-Rexes and stuff. And they put on like a whole spectacle. And it's Jurassic Quest drive through.
You know, I would definitely go to that. And I think they have that in Roseville. Also, can you tell I'm just waking up?
No, not until you just said that.
When I go to West Sac, it does feel like another land and another time. So it makes sense that they would put dinosaurs there.
It would.
Luke, does it feel like the land before time?
Yes. It does. I didn't really mean to go that way, but I'm glad you picked that up.
That's why you're the best.
You guys ever go to West Sac and you're just like, why is this so far away but so close?
Yes.
Like you have to take some weird freeway wizardry to
You know
get
what?
there.
West
It's like
Sac
a
seems
toilet
incredibly
bowl of
far to me.
concrete.
Yeah, West Sac always seems super far to me, unless
Yeah.
I'm in Old Sac, in which case it's right there.
Yeah. Also, by the way,
No.
yes, I've been using this all week. That's what I do. I will use the same cup all week, and it's not weird because it's not gross. I just barely, okay.
You wash it every day.
I rinse it out.
Yeah, what's up? You said
I'm
it's
camping
not,
in my house.
it's like super close to Old Sacramento. It's like right across the
No,
water.
geographically, yes. Does it feel close to me? No. I feel like West Sac always seems far unless I'm in West Sac.
Yeah.
Even if you
And
go
then
over the cool Golden Bridge, it still feels like, where is it
the
though?
homeless in West Sac are much more aggressive.
Yeah.
Are they?
I feel like they definitely are.
Well, that's
I've
because they
been
have to
noticed
be
that.
like old Hanna-Barbera Saturday morning cartoons, like the Herculoids. Like
Like, I
that's
feel
what
like
they
I
did.
can beat up Midtown homeless people, no problem.
Yeah,
But like West Sac homeless people scare me a little bit.
because they're barbarians. It's like Conan the Barbarian, but dinosaurs too now. It's like it's another land in another time.
Land before time. I love that you said that.
A time that land forgot. Wait, a land that time forgot. I'm waking up too.
All right, I only got one more quick story because I just want to talk about WandaVision. And it's kind of a sad story, but some lady died. She's coming from Cabo, going to Seattle, and died on a plane. So they landed her in Sacramento.
How'd she die? Like heart attack or something?
Don't know. It doesn't say.
I'm tired of these people putting out the news and not putting out the whole story. Like, I need to know details. I need to know what she was
Yeah.
doing. Was she watching a movie? What movie was she watching? What was she eating? What was her exercise like? What was her weight like? Was she married? Was she single? Was
Well, I
she
think they
gay? Was
ask
she
those
straight?
questions, but then the people don't release it, right?
But
So then
that's what I'm saying.
they're just reporting what they got.
That's
And I
why
don't
I
think this
want to
lady has anything
know.
to do with Sacramento. They just happen to drop her off in Sacramento, which is
Patient
weird.
zero for the next
Yeah.
virus.
Oh,
Oh
man.
shit,
That
Luke.
is a great question to ask, bro. What if she's coming back with some Cabo variant?
Or it's just Monica's
Fudge.
revenge.
Luke.
Yeah. What? Is
That
that
could be a
racist?
real thing. They're gonna have to ice like quarantine everyone on the plane. They gotta burn the plane after. They actually might just have to burn the plane with everybody in it.
I don't think they did. And they dropped the body off here too, so we're now ground zero for whatever the Cabo variant is.
Have you guys ever seen The Strain? Maybe it's that.
I bet it's spicy. I'd want to have the Cabo variant if I, it
Yeah.
just it would have
You
some
wanna
of
go from Corona to
that.
Cabo?
Yeah, the Cabo. You're gonna have a Corona, might as well be a Cabo. And then that's it. That's all the news. That's
Oh, good.
everything
Let's
that
talk
happened in
about.
Sacramento.
Yay.
So I woke up super early this morning and watched WandaVision, knowing damn well it was going to let me down, and it was great. And it let me down.
Let
So
me
it was
down. Great, and it let you down.
great, and it finishes the little story here, but I just have so many more questions, and I don't think they're going to be answered for so long.
Yeah, I feel
And
like
I
we've
don't think
talked
there's going to
about.
be a second season of WandaVision.
I read somewhere that they want to do a second season of something, but it won't be called WandaVision because there's no more TV show.
Right.
But my, yeah, but I remember, I think we were we talking yesterday about how we didn't want it to have all these loose ends and weirdnesses. I
Yeah.
feel like they actually did kind of they tied up this story. And all the characters are kind of ready to do something else, but also this story was tied up.
I think they tied up the hex and nothing else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I
The
feel
hex is
like I
done.
was really, honestly, Drew loved it. He was like, oh, so good. And I was like, in the episode itself, I was like kind of disappointed because I thought the fight scene was going to be way more epic. Like, I thought it was
Yeah.
going to, like, I thought the town people might get involved and like, the bat the arm like I thought it was gonna be like Endgame's epic,
That's what I heard. That's what the budget, that's what they spent on it. And it was that big.
I was kind of disappointed in that, especially because the kids started the kids came and they were doing their stuff. So I was like, I was like, okay, here we go. Here we go. Kids are involved. Like they're about to blow up. Like
it felt like it felt like the Incredibles for like 2 seconds because they had that one little zoom up shot to them and they were like a family. And I was like, well, this is kind of cool.
Yeah.
But that didn't really go anywhere, so that was kind of
So like,
disappointing.
okay,
And
so we I guess we get to meet Ralph Lane.
who?
Super Lane. Ralph.
Which one's Ralph again?
Her husband, Ralph, is the guy
Oh
who
yeah.
actually owned the house, who actually just happens to look like Quicksilver from Fox Universe.
Oh yeah, that really was a disappointment because it's like the why did you do the stunt casting of getting Evan Peters if you're not gonna actually do the X-Men stuff?
So it answers the question, but I was like, okay.
It was just kind of like, oh, let's do a thing to create conversation online and then we'll just dump it later. It's like,
Also, and then she just took off the necklace and then it was like fine. And it was like, okay.
He's still super fast. How did he not? How did he let her get his necklace?
Yeah.
She
But
was on top
okay.
of him.
and then now there's
You
just a
know why?
random white vision flying around in the world because he had an intellectual conversation. So like he's fighting Vision, which I was like, how does one Vision beat the other Vision? Doesn't make
Well, okay,
any.
so here's the thing I like. So here's what I liked about the Visions fighting is that they were both fighting each other, and I was thinking the same thing. How is Vision going to beat Vision? They're literally both extremely powerful. And then he started getting to him intellectually, and I was like, that's how you beat Vision is by one overcoming one intellectually because they're both a computer. They're a computer
Boring.
system.
So boring.
Yeah.
I hated it.
Of course, it's like an intellectual conversation. Oh, snooze.
Just
I wanted him to like grab him and then they like meld together like and then they turn into one
and then
vision.
they turn into one
But
Vision.
instead he had that speech. He had that speech which I thought was kind of silly where he was like
Laughing so hard because it's the two guys who are like, they should have like melt together and go, and the woman's like, intellectual conversation. It was a beautiful scene. I really enjoyed it.
Fight.
But I appreciated the philosophical question of like I forget what the name of it, but the ship, right? And it's like, well, at one point when you're replacing the boards and the planks and whatever, is it a new ship? Like, that's a
Yeah.
really interesting question because it makes you think about like someday if they can like copy our brains into a computer, is that really us or is there a soul? Like, it's that sort
Yeah.
of thing. And I was like, okay, so there's two visions and it's a memory and it's a him and it's not him. And then he kind of just touches his head and he like, it's almost, I feel like he copied himself into the brain of the white vision and then his eyes
He
kind of changed.
unlocked his hard drive.
Yeah, but I think he also copied the operating system back in or whatever. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Like the soul of the vision.
Yeah.
So I feel like now the Wanda vision, if you will, is dead because it was
Yeah.
from her memory and she had to erase him. But then he copied himself into the actual vision body. And now I think like he's flying around and he'll probably just soul search and then he'll turn green again and he'll find her and then they'll be back together or he'll just be an
They
Avenger.
keep killing this motherfucker.
And that's the
All
thing is
this
that
dude does is die. He just dies
that's his
over and
real
over.
superpower.
That's the thing at the end is like we don't know what happened to the white vision. He just like went away and then
Lane.
Wanda ended up in some snowy mountain place. But her like witch self, it's like her, but then her witch self is like trying to bring back the family. So she like was able to, it almost looked like she was able to take the power out of her as an entity and like set it in her room and go, hey, work on this while I go drink some
Yeah,
coffee.
it was very
astral
Doctor
projection. Doctor
Strange.
Strange was doing this. Yeah.
Yeah. And also,
Oh, okay.
I have two things about that. One thing is that they took the deleted scene from the Hulk. The Incredible Hulk, the Edward Norton one, because that's
Okay.
a canon
Yeah.
movie. They took that deleted scene where he goes to the, or no, maybe it's actually, is it at the end of the
That is
film?
Hulk. Yep.
You're right. Okay, it is actually in the movie, but he's like in the middle of nowhere in the snow and he's like meditating and then he
Yeah.
starts turning into the Hulk and he smiles and you're like, oh, he got control of it kind of.
Yeah.
So
That's the
it was like
exact same
this,
thing, dude. You're right. I didn't even think about that.
yeah. And then
Yeah.
the other thing was the Darkhold. I think that's the book that's in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that they deal with.
Yeah, but I don't think they give a shit about Agents of Shield.
I know it's sad, but I'm also like, are they going to somehow talk about that a little bit? Because Agatha just brought it up, like the Darkhold. So I'm like, you got to at least mention like Ghost Rider and that season of Agents of
S.H.I.E.L.D. Yeah, I do like that Agatha. Right. I like the Agatha outcome. I like that Agatha got hers.
Yeah, that was like that's really scary too, because you know she's in this awful prison now of like where she's like, because you saw what happens to those people. So now then when she turns and she's just like, it's so nice to see it, you're like, oh, that's so fucked up.
Wait a minute. I now have a question, because now she's like that, right? Like Wanda put her in a trance. But then Wanda obviously destroyed Wandaville or whatever, Westview.
Wandaville. They should have called it that. Why didn't they call it that?
Why did they call it that?
But she destroyed it all, and like everyone and everything became normal within that was under her spell. So does she just like cast a hex only on Agatha? So she wasn't affected by the okay, got it.
But then I was thinking about that. I was like, so when she goes to the DMV and she's like, hi, I'm Angie or whatever her human name is. Is the DMV just like, you're not real? And then she's like, okay, and just goes like,
well, she didn't really have ID before, right?
Yeah.
She didn't really have ID before. So I just like, when Vision defeats Vision intellectually, it's so Vision. It's so exactly what you should expect from that character. And it was well done. But I fucking hated it. And now you just have like a random white Vision in the universe. And where's he? Where's he? What the fuck? And her kids, she hears them somewhere in distress. So they're somewhere. Ahead. She's going to go back and get them, right? So this thing answers. And then Monica, and she, somehow defeats Quicksilver, who's not Quicksilver, just a guy named Ralph. So like it answers.
Boner.
Ralph Boner.
What was Boner? Are you kidding me? I thought Disney was above dick jokes. That's our job.
That's also like a slap in our face as fans. Is it's like, oh, he's just a boner, guys. We got you. It's like, oh, that's not cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so many unanswered questions. Yeah. It's like Monica. Now she's gonna go up and meet Captain Marvel probably and go help save the universe. It's just too many loose ends.
It closes the hex and nothing else.
Yeah.
That's all it does. It kind of solves the hex.
And they also, they really didn't, I felt like there needed to be more of an apology or a confrontation or a comeuppance for Wanda for the townspeople. Because she sort of just like walks through them and they're just like scowling at her. And she's like wearing a hood, like, yeah, whatever. And then she just flies away. And I'm like, those people want to murder her now.
I think that's mutants right there. I think that's the setup in the book. It's always about, they're always trying to fight for the humans that hate and fear them. Uh-huh. But in the movies, they're just here, right? And we think they're cool. So this is like, I think Marvel doing a pretty good job. If she's like the first confirmed mutant, and what she decided to do was take over a fucking town and mentally like thrash these fucking people who desperately just want to hug their kids. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a pretty good reason to hate mutants.
But then what about the whole backstory with Professor Xavier and Magneto and the Holocaust? Like, do those characters still exist and that went down, or do they?
I don't know, but like, I do think that we'll finally get the best mutant movie we have ever seen.
Yeah.
If the people hate mutants for a good reason. Like if we're.
So are the mutants the town people? Cause I don't know what you guys are talking about now.
So the X-Men are mutants. So like Stan Lee at a certain point, he goes, listen, I'm tired of coming up with a goddamn story about why this person has powers like a fucking spider or whatever.
He's bit by a radioactive eyeball. That's why he can shoot lasers out of his eyes.
And then these fucking kids start asking all these damn questions, and I got to come up with answers to shit that I don't really want to. So genius, he comes up with mutants. He goes, some people, they're just born with powers and they're called mutants.
You gotta do the voice, Alice.
And everybody in the Marvel universe, most humans for some reason, fucking hate mutants. Love Spider-Man. Love Captain America. Hate mutants.
Who was born with powers, though? Who was born?
Wanda.
She was born with, I thought they gave her
that bomb. The bomb kills her family, and she passes a hex spell to make sure the Stark bomb doesn't go off as a little girl. Before she comes in contact with the stone, before anything, she's just a little girl watching TVs and then suddenly she can do hex magic.
Oh, so you think that they were setting it up by having Agatha take her back and like basically question her as to why the bomb didn't go off? So they kind of like set it up without setting it, without saying it.
She always had powers.
Yeah.
I see
and
that.
By, and then by that. Doing that, they're confirming that she was born with powers, which means you are a mutant. I think the element, the, what is it, Elementals? The movie or whatever?
Right, yeah.
That's supposed to be really big. I think it'll answer some of this stuff. And it's going to be great to watch it all come together. But the next two projects, the next one at least, Falcon and Winter Soldier, I don't see nothing but more questions. I don't
you
see
know what?
Nothing
that
but-
actually... That'll that be a actually whole makes other a side lot of sense because yeah. If she is a witch, so if she did have powers the whole time and she is a mutant or a witch or whatever, that would make sense because Agatha kept saying, you're the Scarlet Witch because the Scarlet Witch is given powers. And she kept saying, I'm not what you say I am.
Yeah.
So that could be like another like foreshadowment and like a little hint being like, bitch, I was born with these powers. I'm not the Scarlet Witch. I'm not going to destroy the planet.
Well, she definitely is the Scarlet Witch. And it was funny. She just, I was still, see, I didn't read that way at all. She'd be like, hey, bitch, there's always somebody that always is just born with powers, can just do whatever they want. It just has like super magic, whatever. She's like, I'm not like that. I was born this way. Like, okay, that's what I'm saying.
You maybe it's Maybelline.
You're using magic, but in the comics, that's what it was. I think it was just weird for a while, and then it ends up, well, she's just like everybody can run, but Quicksilver can mutant run, right? And then some people are kind of born with like a mystical talent. Well, she has the mutant version of that, right? And then she gets, but see, then there's the devil and all this other shit. And everybody online said it was going to be Mephisto, and I knew it wouldn't be Mephisto. Because
it's
you can't
too early
you can't,
in this whole thing, I feel like. Like
I don't think I'm not sure they'll do it at all. I'm not
really?
Sure they'll do it at all. Because China. Because you can't show the devil in China.
What, really?
Yeah.
The devil is the Muhammad of China.
Yeah.
What's what?
Yes.
You can't draw true. Or paint the Prophet Muhammad. You'll get in trouble.
You'll be killed.
Oh.
Yes.
The only time they you know what I read about this. There's only like one that's kind of accepted that I saw was like there's an image on the courthouse in Washington, D.C. or something. Like there's a bunch of philosophers or something and he's in there, but it's okay because it's about law or something. There was like I forget who the leader is, but it was a religious Muslim leader. And he was like, that's okay because it's for to.
And they're cool with the devil, but China does not fuck with the devil like that.
I didn't even know they had.
There's no law statues of the devil in China.
What is the? Yeah, there's no law statues. Well, he also probably represents chaos instead of law, so he's like the opposite. But what?
Yeah.
What religion in China has the devil? Because
I'm not sure it's a religious thing more than it's a superstition thing or something like that, and they just don't fuck with the occult. They don't do devil stuff.
So they don't like Japanese culture because there's lots of like spirit demons and forest demons and like
there's some kind of cultural line where they decide some things are good, some things aren't good. But
Japanese and Chinese already don't really fuck with each other.
Yeah,
and most of the stuff too. This is like pertains to the movies because they only let in X amount of movies. You know what I mean? I'm sure it's a lot, but it's not. They don't just let anything from outside come in. So anything that deals with that stuff in the movies tends to get it. Maybe they'll get away with it on Disney Plus, or maybe they just won't add that to the list of things you can watch. You can just, hey, watch everything.
Or they'll
else.
Make it just available on Disney Plus in countries that allow it. But yeah, I've been to China and I came back with a disease and I was patient zero.
For what?
This like colon, it like attacks your colon and it makes you have severe diarrhea and
what?
Are you okay?
What the fuck and are you talking about?
And not, I went to China and I got a. I got a. Huh?
When did you go to China?
In college. I flew through China to get to Bangladesh and I had some food. I like stayed the night there. And then 2 weeks later, I got really sick. And then I came back and then I had to be reported to the Nevada Health Department and the CDC.
Oh, no.
And then my roommate couldn't go to work for 2 weeks. And then I accidentally ratted out another person on the trip who got sick. And then he couldn't go to work for 2 weeks. Wow. And then, and they said it takes 2 weeks to manifest in your system. And then it's the 2 weeks before it started, I was in China.
But is it, what was the disease?
I don't remember what it was called, but it like is in your colon, and it's not, I don't know if it's like deadly, but it's like pretty gnarly. Like it's, it makes you just stay in bed. The only reason you get out of bed is to go to the bathroom, and you go to the bathroom like every 5 to 10 minutes, and it's like severe cramping.
It's the devil. You understand?
It's the devil.
It's the devil. And that's why they won't have it. That's why Trevor's not going to have it.
And that's why I said that story.
Overall, did you like this show?
I liked it, but I was disappointed in the last episode.
Okay.
Because you wanted more, or?
Yeah.
I thought it was really good overall, just in terms of being creative, because they found a really cool way to do this weird sitcom thing and then tie it into the character. So it's really personal. And then it's like this whole representation for her going through grief and then how the grief can hurt other people, because it hurt the whole town and it affected all these people. Like it was just, it how I guess like losing someone could blow up your life, and it really like literally blew up, you know, in a red magic hexagon or whatever. And I don't know, it was just really nice and beautiful, sort of. I thought like that whole episode where they go through her past and you see these little scenes, which makes you think it's like TV scenes, sets, like it just was like, I'm sure there's more to this, I could write an essay and it would make more sense. But then yeah, the battle at the end, it was like, it felt a little bit like, oh, the Vision's just gonna do the same moves he always does and swirl around and shoot his eye laser, or his face laser.
How does he get hurt, by the way? He's made of vibranium. They'll throw him down and he'll go, oh, why is that hurt, bro? Your entire body is made of an indestructible metal that absorbs like force. But he's, oh, got me. What? Why? Why is that?
I felt like the whole fighting scene was rushed.
It looked good. And then, but they went back and forth too. Neither one could beat the other. So they're like, hey, man, let's talk it out.
Yeah.
You know, but I was like, if you can face through each other, and then also he goes for the stone. He goes for it. What would he have pulled out if he got it? Would he have had a stone?
I don't think so. I think he would have. I think it would have just like dissolved, because it's not real.
Is white Vision worthy to pick up Mjolnir?
You're muted.
I lost connection again. I'm sorry.
Do you think White Vision is worthy to pick up Mjolnir?
I don't know. Now he is, because he has the download.
Well, now he is.
I don't think so. Not yet. He needs to. I would have liked to see him stripes. Try.
Anyway, I love the show. What about you? What about you, Luke?
What? Oh, how much of what I said did you hear? Because I blanked out.
I don't know. Just wrap it up, because we got to get Aurora out of here. So just like overall thoughts, because I recommend everybody watch it. I think it's one of the best things they've ever done. I can see halfway through Loki or halfway through Falcon and Winter Soldier being like, whatever. I'm much more into this, you know? I'm looking forward to what they're going to do. I don't think it's going to be anything like WandaVision. And I think it's good. So.
Oh, he froze again.
Mm-hmm.
I think Luke has like... he's like his AC or heater kicks on and then it just like knocks him out. You know?
Yeah. So I can make sure we get you out of here, where can we find you online?
Find me at Aurora Singh everywhere. Check out my YouTube channel, Health Actually. And it's getting some good comments and reviews. Oh, bye, Luke.
He'll be back. I'm sure he'll log right back in.
It's getting some good traction. People are liking that I'm just like giving recipes and my journey of finding a balance between training like a Division I athlete and being a unhealthy.
You're going to train like a Division I athlete?
Well, I was a Division I athlete. I played basketball at a Division I college. So I've done both extremes where I've gained a bunch of weight and okay. Train hard.
I thought you said you were going to start training now.
Like no. That's the thing, is like my mind only knows how to go hard or go home. Like that's how my mind works.
Hell motherfucking yeah, man.
But it's not healthy. So I'm trying, people are liking that I'm like, okay, there's a go hard or go home, but like realistically in life, you need to
In
find
every time, yeah.
you need to be in the middle, otherwise, because I'll go too hard and then I'll fail and be like, well, whatever, I guess I'll go home. And then I like gain
Oh,
more weight,
yeah.
you know?
Right.
So I'm trying to find that balance and just be like, hey, I'm just like a human woman that wants to not buy more clothes because I can't afford to buy bigger clothes. And I just want to like enjoy my life. Anyway, so health actually on YouTube. And then Aurora Singh on everything except TikTok, out of one, because some bitch
That
took
damn
Aurora
Aurora
Singh.
Singh. We're getting to the bottom of it. Luke, don't tell me you froze again, bro.
He froze, his heater
Oh
kicked
my
on.
God.
He
Oh
needs
my
to turn the
God.
heater off when he gets onto this.
Well, my name
On
is Ellis. You find me at Illustrated everywhere. And you found me because you're watching the Nas. Big props to all the comics who have been getting on with us. It's been a blast. And Swizz normally provides the backgrounds, photos by Swizz. All right, I think he's about to log back in. And as soon
He
as he
is.
fucking does,
He texted.
what did he say?
I think he gave up.
No.
He said, IDK, what's going on with my internet? I'm gonna have to try to do this in another room next time. He needs to turn his heater off.
Well, his name is Luke Sowen. I think you can find him on Epic Tiki, and
Epic
watch his.
Tiki.
Yeah, he's got a short film about wheels coming out soon.
He doesn't like to have black people in his films.
He doesn't. At this particular project, his representatives have not responded to the allegation that he doesn't like to have black people in his movie. But anyway, that's it. Bye, Sacramento. Bye,
Be safe
Lou.
and kind.
Bye, Lou.